First of all, it ends the transitional period, which has been in place for 9 years. But secondly, is that it gives the Somali people a constitution for the first time in 40 years and lays the foundation as the legal basis for a new dispensation, which will begin on the 21st of August this year after ending the transition. It is one of the two major steps that were necessary to be accomplished in order to end the transition. The second one will be the formation of a new parliament next week. This constitution has been passed overwhelmingly with a 96 yes vote, which has been a product of an intense 7-day deliberations by a cross-section of the Somali representatives in the National Constituent Assembly.
Dr. Mahiga, can you give us some of the highlights of the Constitution? From what we've been reading, there are some really interesting aspects regarding women's rights and individual rights.
Certainly, this is a document that brings Somali society and the next government into the 21st century. It is a constitution that entrenches basic human rights, something that was not articulated in the previous constitution of the 1960s. But it also recognizes the importance of a bicameral government where there'll be two houses, the lower house and an upper house. Although it is fundamentally based on Islamic law, it recognizes the basic rights of women, such as banning genital mutilation. It also recognizes the representation of women in all the major organs of the government to a minimum of 30%. It also gives the rights of environmental protection and the participation of civil society in decision-making that are related to the rights of individuals and the rights of groups.
And sir, could you tell us what the negotiation process was like?
There was a lot of back and forth. First of all, there was the need to conduct civic education as a preparatory process for the members of the Constituent Assembly to come into the detailed discussion of the 15-chapter new draft constitution. There were issues that had to be adopted today, but there are issues that will be passed on to the new parliament, and there are issues that have been bracketed that will continue to be discussed during the coming period in the new dispensation. So there was a three level of bargaining: the areas that are to be adopted, the areas that are to be deferred to the new parliament, and the areas that are to be deferred to the next period. But it's very gratifying that the areas that have been adopted today constitute more than 80% of the 15-chapter document.
What are the next steps between now and the 20th?
The next steps are the following. At the end of next week, a new parliament will be formed. Within a week, the speaker will be elected and his deputy. On the 20th, the president will be elected by parliament. The president will then nominate the prime minister, who has to be approved by parliament. The prime minister will form a cabinet, which will also have to be approved by parliament. That could take anything from 1 week to 10 days after the 20th of August. In the meantime, we have a technical selection committee, which is assisted by international observers who are representing key regional organizations, who are preparing a level playing field for all the various candidates that will be vying for the position of the president and the speaker. There are at the moment over 35 aspirants for the position of the president, and we want to make sure that they all have access to the media and have an opportunity to present their manifestos and electoral